Nothing defines love more than coconut shrimp. Am I right?
I mean, what? I love right. it. It tastes good, mm-hmm. but...
True love is coconut shrimp.
No.
That's what I've always said. And Lindsay, who's on the phone for a second date update today, will probably agree with me because she said she met the guy that she wants to call today over a plate of coconut shrimp.
Mm. I did indeed. I don't know if I would say love, though. I mean, I like the guy, but I don't know if I'm in love with him.
Okay.
I'm picturing already like a Lady in the Tramp moment with coconut shrimp.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
All right, so you love the coconut shrimp, but you like the guy. What's the guy's name?
His name is Kevin.
Kevin, all right. And tell us how you met Kevin.
So I was at a party a couple weeks ago, and it was kind of fancy, and it was catered. And he was working for the catering company, delivering the food.
Oh, so you were hitting on the wait staff.
You know, maybe.
Okay, I say you should always go for the men with the food.
I agree.
Yeah.
So when he came over with his coconut shrimp, I was like, this guy is the guy for me.
All right. So how'd you get his number then? I mean, did you just ask him right there when he came up to you in a group of people?
No. Well, I mean, we kind of had like some flirtation throughout the night, you know, like. I told him that I love shrimp and coconut shrimp, and so every time he'd come out, he would, like, come find me first, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like, keep that shrimp coming,
yeah.
Big boy. There's a big tip in your future.
And I love your lines about the shrimp. I'm sure he really caught on quickly that you were hitting on him.
Yeah, no, he had no idea. Of course not.
All right, so who finally asked for whose phone number?
Well, like, a little later on in the night, you know, it started to die down, and we had a moment together, and I asked for his number, but like not in, hey, can I have your number? I offered up that I was having this party the next weekend with a few friends, and I thought maybe he could come over and, you know, let me get your number so I can invite you, that sort of thing.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Were you really having a party, or were you just using it as an excuse and now suddenly you're having to plan a party?
I was actually having a party, yes.
Okay.
And did he show up to your party?
He did. So I invited him to come over a little early so that we could have some one-on-one time because I needed help cooking food.
So wait.
And he's in catering.
You were basically using him for free labor?
Yeah, put him to work.
No, I mean, that's cute, right? Like cooking with someone. That's
yeah.
a fun thing.
People like to cook usually if it's not their job.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, but he's not a cook.
Okay.
Yeah, he just holds a plate. So
yeah.
That would have been rude, I guess, if you're like, you can hold all the plates with the ingredients on it while I cook the food.
No, I didn't do that.
All right.
So he did understand that it was like a date type of situation, not you trying to hire him for your party.
I hope so. I mean, I guess if it didn't come across, then that might be why he's not calling me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Right. So how'd the party go?
You know, I don't know, because he came over... And my friends really liked him. You know, they said he was a little quiet, but a nice guy. I don't know if maybe they scared him off, you know, like how friends can get kind of weird sometimes or be
yeah.
like, you know.
Like follow you into the bathroom and film you.
What?
Yeah. What friends? Who?
Well, you Wait. Said weird. You said get weird.
What kind of friends do you have,
yeah.
dude?
Weird ones?
Not that kind of weird.
Oh, okay.
My friends are a more subdued kind of weird.
Okay.
Just, you know, and they'll say things like, the last guy wasn't nice to her. You better be nice to her and
oh,
stuff like
gosh.
That.
That is,
you
that,
know?
Did you tell him beforehand not to do that? Because that is not cool.
Yeah.
I didn't give a warning not to do it because I figured they wouldn't think to do it. I don't know.
Except you think they might have done it.
Yeah.
I didn't think they'd do it, but now I'm pretty sure that one of them probably scared yeah. him off like that.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they didn't do that. None of them have confessed that they have, and I've definitely talked to them about the situation.
Okay. So how did it end with him? Did you get a kiss or a hug or what?
Well, like, I offered to get him a cab, and he was like, oh, no, I already called an Uber. And then it got kind of weird and cold, and he just left.
Oh.
You know, like I thought there would be maybe a kiss or hey, let's hang out again. But yeah, he just kind of took off. And since then, I've tried texting him and he just kind of responds with one word responses, you know?
Hmm.
Okay, well, maybe one of your friends did scare him off. We'll find out. We'll play a song, come back, call him and get your second date update, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Okay, hang on.